Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM, and today I'm talking with Rebecca Welton. Now, Rebecca is responsible for the ebook for the Writing Book Group right here, right now. And very exciting, there's going to be a launch on Zoom for the ebook, and that is on November 17th, 7:30, I believe, 7:30 p.m. So it's for everybody that's interested in writing and interested in having their work in the ebook. So welcome, Rebecca.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, nice to have you. Now, how did the idea about the ebook come about?
Well, I've been kicking around the idea of a book project for a while. And my original idea was much smaller, though. So it was just for the writers in the workshop that I was part of. And the workshops, I mean the Right Here, Right Now workshops, which I know Jan Draper was on your show last week talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really interested in doing a complete book project from the start to the end, so we could do the whole process, the writing, the editing, the formatting, the marketing, and the self-publishing. And I took the idea to Jan Draper, who was really enthusiastic about it. But as we talked more, it was obvious that it should be open to everyone, not just my workshop group, but the other groups and the local community, because that book project was slightly different. So it was going to be about life in the Eastern Townships and how it differs from elsewhere in Quebec, Canada, and the world. So we started talking and discussing the project this summer, and it became clear that it would be a missed opportunity if we didn't try and address this huge event that has affected the world population. Because we've all been affected, and been affected in different ways. So we thought this new project could aim to record some of our impressions and experiences on different levels. So for artists and writers, writing and creating about issues that affect us deeply can be cathartic. To share what we have gone through and we are still going through, this can bring us together as a community, but also for future generations who will hopefully look back on this time period as an anomaly. But for them, it's a message almost about how we coped during these exceptional times, so that if something like this does reoccur in the future, they might end up with tips or ideas for how to get through it. So we polled the members of Right Here, Right Now on which book project they would prefer to do first, and the hope and resilience under COVID-19 came out on top.
Okay, that's very interesting. So I guess you've answered my second question of what you hope to achieve with this project.
I think we're really hoping to achieve a number of things. To provide an avenue for writers and artists to express themselves and share their work. For the project to bring greater understanding and closeness to us all, because we're all separated right now from family, from friends, even from our neighbors. This shared project will hopefully bring a feeling of closeness to our community. Also, though, we're really keen to ensure that this is a learning project. So as part of Buller, so Right Here, Right Now is part of Buller, which is Bishop's University's lifelong learning academy. And as part of that, we're continuing to run free Zoom workshops on a number of different themes. The details of the ones that will be starting in January are going to be released soon. But they include a writing for beginners workshop. So we're hopeful that people who perhaps have never written before, or have only written a bit, or perhaps they have never shared their writing with others, but would like to, or for those who want to contribute to this project, will gain the skills and tools they need to be successful. And in the summer, we're also going to be running workshops on how to format the finished book for publication as an ebook and as a paperback, so that if anyone involved in the project in the future, if they wanted to self-publish their own work, they will know exactly how to do it.
Okay, very interesting. Now, who can actually contribute?
So who can contribute? We welcome contributions from anyone who's interested. So you don't need to be based in the Eastern Townships. Anyone can contribute. Anyone who feels like giving it a go.
Okay. Now, what if someone has never written before?
So if someone has never written before, that is honestly is no problem at all. I know it can be daunting to start writing. But as I said, from January, Right Here, Right Now, as part of Buller, we'll be offering a number of free Zoom workshops. So all the workshops they're free and they're via Zoom, so you don't need to leave your house. And one of the ones that is going to be offered in January is Writing for Beginners, and it is run by the fantastic Jan Draper. So please, if you've never written before, don't let that stop you from giving it a go.
Okay, very interesting. Now, will all submissions be published?
We're hoping to accept as many submissions as we can. When we feel a piece perhaps needs a bit of work, we will be offering either one-to-one sessions or very small group sessions on editing so that a writer can improve upon their work and then resubmit.
Okay. Now, when is the deadline for the submissions?
So the deadline is March the 20th, 2021. So you've got plenty of time to try out different types of writing, to try out different genres, because you need to find something that you enjoy doing, that's something that fits. You can work out what you would like to write and then submit. So there's plenty of time between now and March the 20th.
Okay. Now, are there rules for submitting?
There are rules for submitting. So you can submit up to three pieces or three items, and for the exact specifications for each genre. So with this, what we're looking for basically anything and everything. So poems, short stories, haiku, flash fiction, paintings, artwork, photography. The pieces as well, the written pieces, don't need to be memoir. They can be fiction. You might, for example, write a story about explaining to an alien why they can't invade Earth right now without wearing their masks. Or perhaps you'll write a snapshot of daily life right now. Or a poem about the things that got you and your family through the really tough days. So there are different types of genres that you can write. You can submit up to three pieces. So for the exact specifications of each genre, whether it's poetry, short story, or a longer piece of work, either come to the Zoom launch. We're having a Zoom launch on November the 17th at 7:30 p.m.
So that's on November 17th, Tuesday, at 7:30 p.m. And I guess it's open to anybody that might be interested in not only writing but contributing to the project of the ebook.
Yes, that's exactly it. So the Zoom, it's going to be via Zoom. So basically, you come along, meet the project leaders. We're going to talk about the project, where to get inspiration from, relevant workshops, how to submit, and there'll also be a Q&A session for any questions that anyone has.
Okay.
So yeah, the Zoom meeting, I'll give my email at the end, but if anyone's interested, just send me an email and I will send you the link to the Zoom launch.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, Rebecca, before we close?
Yes. So I just wanted to say that I'd really suggest that if anyone's interested in getting involved, either in the workshop or submitting to the project, the first port of call would be to email me. I will then send you all the information, the details, the instructions, the link to the Zoom launch, and we can take it from there. But I'm really excited to see what people would like to submit.
Okay.
And what they write about.
Good. Now, your email address?
Yes, my email address, I'll repeat this a couple of times. Mm-hmm. It's rebecca@weltonfamily.car. So that's Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A. At Welton Family, that's all one word, WELTONFAMILY.CA. So Rebecca@WeltonFamily.car.
Okay, at .ca or .com?
.ca.
Okay, .ca. Okay, that's fantastic. Now, have you gotten anybody interested, many people interested in submitting already?
Yes, so we haven't had any submissions already because we haven't quite launched it yet, but we've had so much positive feedback that this is really a project that people are interested in being involved in and contributing to, and that we're going through difficult times right now, and this is a just a way of bringing us all together and all of us having a shared project. I mean, we can all work on together to try and lead us out of these difficult times, or to get through the times that are coming, because we're going into the winter as well.
Mm-hmm.
And with the darkness and the cold, sometimes we need something, just something extra, just a little bit of boost. So having this as a project that we can all work on together has gone down really well.
Good. It sounds like a great project, and something people can do in their own homes this winter. And also people can express themselves too, and that's really important. Okay, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Rebecca?
No, I think that about covers it. There will be, as I said, there's the Zoom launch and for this project, which is 7:30, November the 17th, and details of the other workshops that will be running as part of Bulla are going to be released soon, and the details of that, if you email me, if you're interested, you can email me and I will send you all the details for that. We're also, as part of this project, so as part of the book project, we will be running supporting workshops. Again, they are going to be free and they will be on Zoom to support anyone who's interested in those. Interested in contributing. The very first one for that is going to be on November the 25th, and that is next week, and that is going to be on preparing fiction and poetry, and that will be run by me and Jan Draper, and that's at 1:30 on the 25th.
Okay, a lot of exciting workshops coming up. I'm just going to repeat your email before we go. It's Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, at Welton, W-E-L-T-O-N, family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, .ca. Is that correct, Rebecca?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much for being with us, and look forward to more news on the Right Here, Right Now project.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.